You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. Conservative provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos is scheduled to visit San Luis Obispo's California Polytechnic State University this week. Invited as a panelist on fake news hosted by the Cal Poly Republicans and Turning Point USA. Yiannopoulos' appearances on campuses across the country have often fostered an environment of discord and on occasion ended in violence. Last year, Cal Poly spent over $55,000 on security for a Milo Yiannopoulos event. This year, the university could spend more. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
It's unknown if an outside group is to come and travel here that their intention is to disrupt.
That's Cal Poly University Police Chief George Hughes. He spoke at an Associated Students Board of Directors meeting this week. KCBX News got this tape courtesy of the student media group Mustang News.
It's unknown if a very conservative group is going to come and potentially clash with a non-conservative group.
And then there are some pretty scary unknowns.
I have to prepare for the potential of an active shooter, which is why the SWAT team was here last year.
These were all things Hughes prepared for last year when Yiannopoulos came to Cal Poly. Hundreds of officers, SWAT teams, guarded fences. And this didn't just surprise people on campus, it alarmed them.
And alarmed is a great word to use. You know, people, when they show up, if they see several police officers standing in one area, I'm a police officer. When I walk somewhere and I see a bunch of cops standing somewhere, I get, what's going on? Is everything okay? Am I safe? That is a perfectly natural response to have.
And since not a lot of information was shared beforehand, all this police activity led to rumors.
There was a rumor that there was snipers on the roofs. There were people on the roofs. They were not snipers.
Hughes added that people still don't believe him, but the officers on the roof were spotters, watching the ground in case something was to happen, like if someone got punched in the face or started a mob.
I wish I was much more transparent before Milo showed up on campus, and I wish that I had prepared this campus for what to expect when they walked on campus that day.
In emails and conversations between the university and KCBX News, Cal Poly's spokesperson said school officials won't be talking right now about the security efforts out of public safety concerns. But in speaking to students this week, Chief Hughes wanted to make it clear there will be a heavy police presence on campus Thursday, probably more than last year, and he knows that might scare people.
I get it. That's why I'm trying to get more information out as possible.
Hughes said students can expect lots of information to be released on campus in the coming days about Milo's scheduled visit and what to expect. And if you think he should be doing more to inform people, to let him know.
And if you can come up with other ways to say, Chief, if you want to reach some people, do it this way. Please send me an email because I want to be able to hopefully inform people as much as possible on what to expect when they get here.
Hughes said he will be working with all 23 CSU campuses to bring in additional security. And with travel, overtime, and housing for all the officers, it adds up. So he guesses all this security will cost roughly as much as it did last year. But when it comes to campus safety, he's not putting a price tag on it.
If I think it's going to cost us $100,000 to try to create a safe environment, then I think $100,000 is the right amount. I don't think you can put a price on try to ensure no one gets hurt.
There's a nervous energy on campus as there have been a string of racially charged incidents recently at Cal Poly that have elevated emotions, especially for some minority students. No word yet on what, if any, protests are planned. Milo Yiannopoulos is scheduled to speak Thursday evening at the fake news panel hosted by Cal Poly Republicans and Turning Point USA. In addition to Yiannopoulos, the panel will feature YouTube personalities Austin Fletcher, a.k.a. Fleckus, and Carl Benjamin, more commonly known as Sargon of Akkad. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.